Sagt die Mischne weiter, man sagt es, Yuma, Perik, Aleph, Mischne, Gimel, Masruloi, they gave over to him, meaning to say, certain people were committed to his training, and this refers again to all of the 7 days before Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol was being trained in, where he was separated from his house to the Lishkas Palhedrin, and he had to practice every single day the Avodah. So in addition to physically practicing the Avodah, Zakta the Mishnah, Masruloi, they gave over to him, Zekanim, elders, Mezikne Bezdin. This means, as the Tveris Yisrael explains, members of the Sanhedrin. It was their job to teach him the Halachais. The Koirin Lefon of Beseder Hayoyim, they would read before him from the Psukim in Parshas Achrei Mois that describe the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So imagine, every single day of the 7 days, the Kohen Gadol gets a visit from the Chashuv, the members of the Sanhedrin, and they sit down with him, and they read the Parsha, and they explain the Halachos to him. The Oimim, and they say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, that's a way of saying, Sir, Lashon of Chashivas, Adoni, we don't want you just to listen. Kara Ata Beficha, read the psukim with your mouth. The Tveris Yisrael reminds us, bichlal, when it comes to the mitzvah of limud haTorah, it's important to verbalize the words, to say it out with your mouth. The Gemara in Masechtas Erevin darshins, chayim heim l'moitzaeihem, saying out the words of Torah bring life. If he says it's not necessary, we say no. We want you to say it out. Shema shechachta, maybe you forgot. Hashema le'lamadata. The truth is, maybe you never learned. Again, like we explained, this was during the times of Bayis Sheni, where most, not all, even during Bayis Sheni, as we're going to see later, there were some great tzaddikim who were kehanim gedolim, like Shimon HaTzaddik and so on. But unfortunately, most of the kehanim gedolim during Bayis Sheni, they weren't roy for this job. The king would send them in. This could have never happened during the first Beis HaMikdash. During the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they would only appoint a Kohen Gadol, who was the greatest amongst the Kohanim, Bechachma, with wisdom, Benoi, his physical appearance, Bekoyach, Ubi Oysher. And if he wasn't an Oysher, his brothers, the Kohanim, would make him an Oysher. It's easy to make a person an Oysher. It's not so easy to make a person a Chacham. It's definitely not so easy to make a person a Talmud Chacham. But to make someone an Oysher, that's the simplest thing. As I state in the Pasuk, V'akayin ha-gadol from his brothers. His brothers make him the Kayin Gadol. If the only thing he's missing is Ashiras, they make him an Ush. But that was during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. During the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, we have to make sure that the Kayin Gadol Pashit knows the Halachais. What if he doesn't know the Halachais? Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris. Now it's already coming to the end of the 7 days. It's getting quite serious. Mami denoisei b'shar mizrach. We have the Kohen Gadol stand by the Shar Mizrach, by the Eastern Gate. Umavirin lefanav. And we kind of have him watch a parade. We line up the animals. Umavirin lefanav. And they pass before him. Parim, v'elim, v'chvasim, par is an ox. As you know, par is an ox, par is a cow. His avodah is going to start, his Yom Kippur avodah, by bringing his own par. And then there are the rams that are brought, and the kvasim. Kvasim can be a general term. Sometimes it means just the lamb, sometimes it means lambs and goats. We're going to learn more about this Bez Hashem's Brach as we go on. But basically, these are the karbonis, these are the animals he's going to have to work with tomorrow. We want him to focus on these behemoths and to understand what he has to do with them. Kedei shehimakir, he should recognize, v'ragol, and he should be accustomed, be avoided, to be able to do the avoid. These are the karbonis he's going to be makriv tomorrow. What does it help to look at the behemoth? From looking at the behemoth, you're going to know the halachas? And the answer is, when he sees them, he's going to start chazring over. Okay, this is for that carbon, that's what I have to do over there. This is for that carbon, that's what I have to do over there. In other words, when you actually see it in front of you, he's going to start remembering all the things that he was trained to do with them over the past 7 days. So Makir is going to recognize the behemah. He's going to start thinking, okay, what halacha is applied to this behemah, and therefore, the ragel be avoid. He's going to chaz over again and again exactly what he has to do. So in our Mishnah, we learned that members of the Sanhedrin came to him, they read to him from the pasuk, they explained to him the halacha, they said to him, you're very chash of a person, Mr. Kohen Gadol, but please, don't be angry. We want you to repeat the words. We want you to say it out. Maybe you forgot. Maybe you didn't learn. And Erev Yom Kippur Shachris, he stood b'shar Mizrach, and they brought the Parim and the Elam and the Kvasim in front of him. He should be Makir, the Ragel be avoided. You know what the Sefer Yismach Yisrael says? He says that in case the Kohen Gadol gets a little bit haughty, he becomes a shtickle big shot over here. I'm the Kohen Gadol. Now, if the Kohen Gadol was a tzaddik, like in Bayis Rishon, or some of the Kehanim in Bayis Sheni, that wasn't the problem. A tzaddik is always an anav. But the type of person that buys his way in to become Kohen Gadol can be a pretty big Baal Gaiva. So we bring all the behemoths in front of him, just in case you're thinking, they need me to do the Avodah, me Kohen Gadol. Yeah, yeah, we need the par, we need the aisle, we need the keves, yeah, we need them too. Are they being a big shot? So, understand, you have a tremendous achrayis now for Klal Yisrael. And please stop thinking about your own kavod.